Last week, we began the Parshiyot, which discussed the building of the Mishkan, where Parsha Truma deals primarily with the Kelim of the Mishkan, the structure of the Mishkan, the walls and the curtains that surround the Chatzer. Parsha Tetzaveh deals primarily with the Big Day Kahuna. And the Torah tells us, so at the beginning of Parsha Tetzaveh, Vasisa Bigdei Kodesh, La'aron Achicha L'Chavodu L'Tifaret, Aaron HaKohen and his descendants will be Zocha to wear the Bigdei Kohuna, which are L'Chavodu L'Tifaret. The Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, as well as the Midrashim, ask, what is it about Aaron? What was so unique about Aaron HaKohen that he was Zocha to wear the Big Day Kahuna? And primarily the Gemara asks, why was he Zocha to wear the Choshen HaMishpat? The breastplate with the 12 Avanim Tovos, which hung over the chest of Aaron, why was he Zocha? So the Gemara says, because of the following pasuk, Bishar v'ra'acha v'samach b'libo. Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Lamed Tes, so that's why he was also to wear the Choshen HaMishpat. What is it referring to? Go back to Parshat Shmos. Moshe Rabbeinu has been discussing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for up to 7 days now, by the Sna Bor Be'esh, who is going to be the one to take up Bnei Yisrael, and Moshe considers himself unworthy. And at some point, Moshe Rabbeinu says, or implies, that it shouldn't be him, but it should be his brother. Aaron, after all, is older than him. Aaron was a Navi before Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi. Aaron had remained in Mitzrayim and had to deal with all that was going on, whereas Moshe Rabbeinu was out of Mitzrayim. He says, Shlach Navi Atishlach. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry, Vayicharach Hashem bat Moshe, Vayomer lo Aaron Achicha Levi Yadati ki Yadaber Yadaber Hu. He will be his spokesman. Don't worry. You think he's going to be jealous? Chas v'shalom. Aaron HaKohen will come out and greet you, and he will be happy in his heart. He not only will exhibit happiness, he will really be happy that you, Moshe, are going to be the manik of Am Yisrael. And b'schut the simcha b'libo that Aaron HaKohen had, he was zocha to wear the Choshen HaMishpat, which rested over the lathe. One can understand this on a very simple level. There are various Big Day Kahuna, and one of the Big Day Kahuna goes on the chest over the heart. Aaron HaKohen was happy in his heart, so he's zocha for the Begit Kuna, which covers the heart. But there may be something deeper, a deeper meaning to the Choshen HaMishpat. What was so special about the Choshen HaMishpat? So it had 12 precious jewels. And it looks very impressive. You see the pictures. Sometimes you see the little kids on Purim and they're dressed up in their little Big Day Kohen Gadol costumes with the... It looks very nice. But there's something very, very special about it. Because inside the Choshen HaMishpat were the Urim V'Tumim. The Shem HaMefarish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which would cause the stones to light up, the letters on the stones to light up, so that when the Melech or Am Yisrael as a whole needed to communicate directly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or needed an answer, they would ask the Kohen Gadol the question, and the various stones were to light up, the various letters were to light up, and they would get an answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those Urim V'Tumim were inside the Choshen HaMishpat. What's the difference between Urim V'Tumim? What they call Urim V'Tumim? The Rav Mordechai Miller, in the Sefer, the Shabbat Shiurim, explains as follows. There are two parts to the Urim V'Tumim. One is that the letters were to light up. That was the Urim. Different letters were light up. But that wasn't enough. You needed Tumim. Tam means Shalom. And there had to be a certain Shlemus, certain totality, a certain fulfillment with the letters. Because if the letters lit up and you didn't know how to interpret the letters, then the Urim, the Thummim, the Urim without the Thummim were not very helpful. The famous story, the details of which are in the Medrash, as far as I know, but when Echana was in the Mishkan, and she was being mispalel, palelet, and she wanted a child, and Eli sees the Chana himedaberes aliba rak tvater nehoz v'kololo yishama v'yechshaveh Eli l'shikora, and he accuses her of being a drunkard. And she says, Lo Adoni, and she responds to, No, you're not the master here. B'mchilas kvotcha Eli, you missed the point. And they point out that she says, I'm not an Isha Shikara, I'm an Isha Kshera. The letters are the same. Shin Kaf Reche is Shikara. Kaf Shin Reche is Kshera. Those four letters lit up on the Urim, on the Choshen HaMishpat. But for some reason, Eli was lacking in the Tumim. He misinterpreted. And he read the letters incorrectly. So you can ask a message, but if you don't know how to read the letters right, you get the wrong answer. That's why he was called Urim V'Tumim. You needed the Urim to light up the letters, and then you needed the Tumim, you needed the right Ruach HaKodesh, so that you put everything into its place. Why was, now let us go back, why was it Aaron HaKohen was Zocha to the Choshen HaMishpat? Why was he Zocha to the Urim V'Tumim? Because Aaron HaKohen realized there was a Seder in the world, that there was a correct symmetry in the world, that everything had its place in the world, and that if a person or an item tries to put itself in the wrong place, it doesn't work. You can have a 1,000-piece jigsaw puzzle, and if one piece, I don't care how unimportant that one piece is, if one piece of the jigsaw puzzle is not in its place, you look at the puzzle and you say, it's not good, it's not pretty, it's not complete. Every single piece of that 1,000 pieces is just as important for completing the picture. Otherwise, the picture isn't complete. Aaron HaKohen says to himself, says, I have a role in this world. My brother Moshe has a role in this world. If I try to take Moshe's role, he tries to take my role, it's like trying to put two pieces of jigsaw puzzle in its one place. The picture just doesn't fit. So if Hashem chooses Moshe to fill that role, that means he's the right puzzle piece for that part of the world picture. So I'm really happy because Moshe gave us the right puzzle piece. I'm going to be the wrong puzzle piece for that part of the picture. Why should I try to push myself into that role? When a person has such understanding that everything has its place in the world, everything has its order, everything has its seder, that there's a perfect symmetry, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating this masterpiece, this beautiful mosaic with each little piece in its right place. When a person understands that so well, that when it's his little brother who gets to be Moshe Rabbeinu and he says, great, and he means it, such a person is worthy of wearing the Choshen Mishpat and having Yom Tzumim, and having total symmetry, and knowing exactly where everything fits into its place. And that's why it's possible. But the Torah, the Gemara comes along and tells us, because Aaron HaKohen would feel the racha, the samach, the libo, yes, that's the kind of person who should wear the Choshen Mishpat, who knows how to properly interpret the Urim, because you have Urim to see. Here's another medish. Rav Pam quotes in the Sefer as to why Aaron was Zocha to wear the Choshen Mishpat. The Pasuk says that the Begadim al-Chabadu l'Tefares Because ain't covered on the Torah. Says because Aaron HaKohen was Yogea Batorah, he toiled in Torah, and therefore he was Zocha to wear the big day kahuna. One can possibly suggest that there really is no machlokas, no stira, no contradiction between these madrashim. What was it that caused Aaron HaKohen to understand so clearly that every person and everything has its place in this world? Because when a person puts Torah as the center of his life, when the Dvar Hashem is the most important thing, then he realizes that despite what we naturally try to think, I am not the center of the universe. I am not the most important thing. The world isn't about me. The person who is Yogeya B'Torah, where Torah becomes his focus, realizes it's the Ratzon Hashem that's the center of the world. And not me. It's not about me. My role is just to try as best as I can to figure out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me, and then to go ahead and do that to the best of my ability, whatever that role may be. Because it's not about me. It's about him with a capital H. The Aaron HaKohen, who is Yogeya B'Torah, who toiled in Torah, realized that it's the Ratzon Hashem which is the center of the whole world. And it's not Aaron. The world isn't about Aaron. The world isn't about Moshe. The world is about what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And hopefully, that's something that we need to try to achieve. To a greater, hopefully, if not at least to a lesser degree, that when we start realizing that Torah is the focus, that to live a life the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to live, the Ratzon Hashem is really the focus of what it's all about, and it's no longer my ego, it's no longer me, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of me, that's what I'm going to do. And I have things in perspective. I realize my role. I see there's a savior in the world. I see there's symmetry in the world. And then I too, like Aaron, can be Zocha, Mechavot, Uletifaret.